I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, your one-stop channel for daily inspirational, devotional, and motivational gospel in Christ Jesus. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, from here it's good morning and God bless you. Listen to this. God created man in his image and likeness with full-fledged authority and dominion bestowed on him. God gave man two legs, two arms, two eyes, two nostrils. In all this, the most challenging body part of man is the tongue and the sexual organ. Two things that have set families adrift, brothers at war, nations ablaze. In the book of James, chapter 3 and verse 8 through 10, Bible says, "But no man can tempt the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be so." Child of God, listen to me. If you think you are religious and yet have no control over your tongue, you are a capital joke. The tongue has no bone. It's the most lethal part of human body. Whoever controls his tongue, that is the mouth, protects his own life. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 3 says, "Whoever has a big mouth, that is a talkative, comes to ruin." The seeds that we sow, child of God, with our lips give life or destroy lives. You need to always think and analyze before talking. At times, silence is wisdom. Silence cannot be held liable or incriminated. Even a fool, when silent, is deemed wise. Don't misunderstand me. There's a time to be silent, but when destiny is at stake, you need to open your mouth wide and talk the talk. Child of God, in Proverbs 26 and verse 20, Bible says, "Without wood, a fire will go out, and without gossip, quarreling will stop." In Proverbs 16 and verse 24, Bible says, "Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body." The tongue has a reputation, child of God, of creating problems. Many are falling because of what others painted them wrongly. The venom on the tongue has destroyed many. Many don't know the implication and effect of what their tongue has done to innocent destinies. Some homes are destroyed because of the tongue of third party lying against innocent spouse. You need to talk to your tongue by meditating or a fast of silence. Your tongue will not take you to early grave in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 19, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak." We see the power of the tongue conspire and waste an entire family. A monstrous agenda. Jezebel wrote a letter in 1 Kings 21 verses 9 through 10. "Proclaim a day's fast and sit Naboth in a prominent place among the people," she said. "But sit two scoundrels opposite him and have them bring charges that he has cursed both God and the king. Then take him out and stone him to death." Child of God, Naboth was lied against and stoned to death along with his sons, while their inheritance stolen and taken by another. What am I saying? Be careful what you sow. There's a season of harvest for what you sow. You will reap. Jezebel got a harvest. If you sow wind, you will reap whirlwind. If you pull down innocent lives with lies and deceit against the innocent, the day you stop, heaven will supervise yours. You sow love, you reap love. You sow division, then expect disaster. You sow bitterness, you reap witchcraft. You sow good words, you reap harvest of great friends. Go out, child of God, today and sow only good things. You still have the opportunity to make amends if your ways are wrong. Child of God, your reward is around the corner. I pray for you today. Heaven bless you. Heaven promote you. Heaven fortify you. Heaven favor you. Heaven give you increase on all sides in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever you lay your hands to do in the fear of the Almighty God, it will flourish and it will prosper in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens over you be open for good tidings. Wherever you get to, let the blessings of God be with you. The blessings of God encamp you. The blessings of God coat your family. The blessings of God give you increase and favor. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, thank you so much for listening. Before we call it a day, we say happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversary and special events today. God bless you. God increase you. God give you joy that no man can stop. We declare the blessings of God upon you. We celebrate you in Jesus' name. Please do keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never ever take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Visit our website, www.hallelujaheveryday.org. Be part of the podcast. Send a chat to us on WhatsApp or feel free to call. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.